Welcome to C3 Church Hepburn Heights. We believe Jesus Christ gives life to the full, and we are called to live it and share it. We pray you enjoy this message today.
So we're going to go Philippians chapter 4, and you'll probably hear this passage talked about a little bit at the moment. Yeah. And so Philippians 4, and we're going to read from verse 4 to 8 in just a second. And what we have here in this passage, Philippians is written by the Apostle Paul, and this was written in around 61 AD, so basically a couple of thousand years ago. And it's a letter that Paul writes to the church in Philippi, and this church was a church that he actually founded about 11 years before writing this letter. And this is the first European Christian church. This is in Macedonia that we know today. And so just to help anchor this, and if you're interested in kind of where this all fits, the Bible Project, and in the description below on YouTube, there's some clips there that you can find. And the Bible Project has some great videos that can just help make the Bible come alive if you're kind of new to this. So anyway, let's read together from Philippians 4 and verse 4. So we'll read through it together and then we'll come back. So rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Yeah. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Yeah, well. And finally, brothers and sisters watching church live, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, pure, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Yeah. So it's interesting to start here, particularly in times like this. So Paul starts this, rejoice in the Lord always. This word rejoice means to take pleasure in, to be glad in, to find your gladness in. Rejoice in the Lord always. And you know, for us, probably our default is it's easier to rejoice on the good day where you got the pay rise as opposed to the other day where maybe you lost your job or where the whole world seems to fall in a bit of a hole. Yeah. And we've got a default setting. It's easier to rejoice when things are going well. And so what does Paul actually know about what he's talking about? Well, it's important for us to note that this letter is actually being written from prison, from jail.
Yeah.
And so some of us may feel like we're in a bit of a prison. The world around us is kind of pushing in on top of us. And so Paul's writing this saying, hey, whatever circumstance you're in, come on, we get to choose. Let's choose to rejoice. Let's be glad in God. Yeah. And so before he's written this, you know, Paul's had some glorious moments, but he's been beaten, whipped, stones pelted at him, shipwrecked. And here's this guy who's seen so much of life. He's saying, come on, let's rejoice. And so how is this possible? Like, why is he saying this? How can you go to that place even when things don't seem to be working as you would hope that they would be? Is he just in a place of denial? And so is that how you're able to go to that place? Does he have a screw loose? And like, how does he go there? And what we see is that the Apostle Paul here has discovered something deeper. That there's something deeper and more real even than our circumstance. Yeah, and he's discovered something that transcends our circumstance. And we, all of us, have that opportunity here and now today. And it's incredible that our hope, this ability to rejoice or find joy in God, is so much more real even than the circumstance that we face. And and you know, the interesting thing is the less we know Jesus, the more this seems crazy or impossible or silly or just doesn't make sense. But the more we know Jesus and know him for who he really is, the more this makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
True. The more it comes alive, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
Yeah.
Why do you have to repeat yourself? It sounds like parenting, right? He sort of written it another 500 times after this. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice.
Yeah.
I want you to unpack the dishwasher before you go to school. And I'm going to say it again before you go. We repeat things. And so whether the Apostle Paul is reinforcing this in the church in Philippi, whether he's reinforcing it in himself, probably both.
Yeah.
There's a strong decision that I am going to rejoice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the interesting thing again is maybe it's a bit like exercise, where often you don't feel like exercising, you make the choice to,
yeah.
And then at the end you kind of feel more like exercising, but you didn't at the start.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it can be the same with praise, with this thanksgiving, with rejoicing in God. We may not feel like it at the start, but then are we going to be a people who let our feelings dictate?
Yeah.
And it's a choice that's easier when we're feeling it and we're in and life's going. We're ticking the boxes that we thought and the control that we feel like we have in life. Like it's working somewhere with the narrative that we've mapped out. But when that looks a little shaky, we can get lost in our feelings.
Yes.
And we know we can't live according to our feelings. Feelings offer feedback, not directions.
Yes. Wow.
And our feelings are important, and we need to acknowledge them.
Yes.
And we don't live in a place of denial. And so our feelings do give us some feedback. But if we're dictated to by our feelings, then we're not going to live anywhere near the life that he calls out of us.
Yeah.
And so let's make choices right now. And I don't know how you're feeling at home, that you may be in a place where this is just kind of glossing by and you're not being too affected by what's happening in our world right now. Or maybe you are really in a place where you're struggling.
Yeah.
Can I encourage you? We've got some advice that's coming in the Word here, but can we make a choice? And I have to keep reminding myself of this, that I'm not going to live according to my feelings right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I may feel worried about this or concerned about that, and they may be very real fears.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Apostle Paul's writing from jail. His life can be taken from him any day, any moment, but he still chooses to not be bound and trapped by those feelings, but instead to come out of them. And let's keep moving. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Verse 5. Let your gentleness be evident to all.
Beautiful.
This is, it's beautiful. Thank you, Danielle. But it's also weird. I wouldn't, if I was writing the Bible, I would not have put this next, especially writing from jail. And Paul's a manly man. Let your gentleness be evident to all. It's like, let your faith grunt, roar. Let rise. Come on. Let your gentleness be evident. And this is pertinent for us even here and now today. And and gentleness can also be seen as our reasonableness. Our reasonableness. And so can we take that as a little bit of a challenge as well? Let's let our reasonableness be seen by all. When we're walking through the shopping aisle. Reasonableness. When we're posting things on social media. Check, how's my reasonableness? Can it be seen by all? When we're commenting on the decisions that the government or the education department are or aren't making, let's let some reasonableness continue to flow there. And then it continues. It says, the Lord is near. The Lord is near. And there's a couple of lines of meaning here. I think there's an eschatological end times type vibe, which some people are kind of talking some interesting things around right now. I'm not going there at all, but there is the sense that the Lord is coming, and we don't know when that is. But there's also a very now sense that the Lord is near, not just then, but he's near now.
Yeah.
He's near now. And sometimes we've got to remind ourselves of that.
Yes.
and go, yes. Okay, whatever I'm feeling right now, just take a moment. Jace, take a moment and remember the Lord is near.
Yeah, awesome.
He's near. If we feel alone, we feel lost, we feel frightened, take a moment. Don't be overwhelmed by what you're feeling. Yeah. Remember the Lord is near. And now we move on to verse 6 and 7. And these are massive, and we may come back to this next week. I'm just going to touch really briefly here today. And let's read from verse 6 here. So do not be anxious, worried about anything. It's easy to read. It's hard to do. Do not be anxious about anything. Don't get lost in that place of worry. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, it's a consistent form of prayer, bringing that before God with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. He's not scared of them. He wants us to be in connection, communion, talking with Him. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So let's think about it like this. And again, I'm making general statements here, not clinical statements. So just to wrap this in the right context for us. But let's picture it like this blur, this ball of worry that we can be feeling in our lives. And so we've got this blur kind of going on, and it can feel consuming, but I want you to picture it like it's actually got some kind of essence. It's not necessarily inside, but if we could externalize that worry, and it's like this, it's not very nice, and it's here, and it can be very real. And so we have this worry, and then we present our requests to God. And so we present this to Him, and it's like we lift it up, and we acknowledge what's happening. And we're not blind, just closing our eyes. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. That's not what this is talking about. Yes. And that's never how we're designed to live. It acknowledges reality, but acknowledges the God who's over reality.
Yes. Yes.
And so we present our requests to God. So not lost in the worry, but we present them. And so it's like we take it and we give now permission for God to come and do what He loves to do. And that's bring peace into lives and then fill us with strength and courage. And so we present our request to God, and then the peace of God that transcends understanding, that goes above and beyond our knowledge, that comes from a different realm. It's a peace that doesn't make sense. It's not A plus B equals C, even though I don't know if that equation would work. You can't just fully map it out. We can't put God in a box. That He wants to do things in us that blow our minds. And this is here, this transaction, as we present these requests to God. And then whether the circumstance changes or not, we change in the circumstance. And we can't crowbar our will into God's will. That I'm not sure the macro narrative that's playing out around the world right now. And I think it's dangerous for us to assume that we've got that precisely figured out. Yeah. But what we do know is that God wants to work in the hearts of humanity every moment of every day. And for us who are followers of Jesus, that we would grow closer to Him and have more of His life alive on the inside to live this life to the full that He's called us to. And we know for those who are maybe questioning how all of this works, and maybe you're thinking about the bigger questions in life more than you have for a while, we know that in every moment Jesus is reaching out to you, inviting you into a connection with Him, not into a religious understanding, but into a relationship that's real and life-changing, shapes us and shapes our eternity. And so we present these requests to God, and then this peace of God that transcends understanding goes above and beyond. That it would guard, and it's a military term here for a garrison of soldiers, would guard our heart and our mind in Christ Jesus. And so this peace that comes, you know, when you're trying to make decisions and your mind is just all over the place, it's so hard. And I think we can see that the peace of God, as that guards our mind, then it creates a platform for wisdom to flow.
Yeah, right.
Whereas if we make these quick decisions when we're frantic or when we're lost in a place of worry, then typically great decisions aren't birthed in that environment.
Yeah.
And so we let his peace come despite the circumstance. Mm. Yeah. And then there's a wisdom to know how to act practically in whatever's going on around us. And then with our heart, the kind of the flavor that makes up who we are and the feelings floating around in our body, then as his peace guards our heart, then there's a faith that is awakened in that place. Yes. There's a courage that comes alive. Yeah. And then that helps us to step out and to be victorious despite what's happening around us. Yeah. And so this is available to every single one of us as we live this passage.
And, so good.
And then it continues, and we're going to receive communion together in just a moment. And so we can even hand out the emblems now, Ryan. And Ryan's going to jump on screen. And so it's beautiful. Here we go. So you can get the emblems ready wherever you are in your homes if you want to receive communion with us. That's great. Thanks, mate. And verse 8 says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy, think about such things. And, you know, there's one thing, and that one thing is a person that ticks all those boxes.
Yeah.
And Jesus is all of those things. He's true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. And it's easy in difficult times for our eyes to actually go off him and onto the scary, what do you call it, the monster. Onto that stuff and put our eyes back on him. And communion represents all that Jesus has done, that could become possible, that we could connect with the extraordinary love of God.
Yeah.
And so as we receive communion in just a moment, I want us to remember that he is near, that he believes in you, he loves you. Even if you feel like you've been pushing him away your whole life and somehow you find yourself watching today, you may have pushed him away, but he's not pushing you away. He's calling you near.
Yes.
He's saying, come, I've been waiting for this moment.
Yes.
And communion, we see this glorious act that Jesus did for us, where his life was given, where he took our mess, our sin, our pain, and he made a choice to not live according to his feelings, but for something bigger. And that was us as humanity being reconciled to God. And so our sin doesn't have to separate us from him. We've all got sin. Let's not pretend we don't. But he paid the price for us to come and connect with God. And so the cup here represents the blood of Christ, the bread, the body of Christ. And communion is a sacred moment that intentionally anchors us back to the ultimate game changer, Jesus Christ and all he did for us. And so where you are in your homes, if you're partaking with us, just go ahead and why don't you say your prayer of thanks. Set our minds on him. Maybe even commit to setting our minds on him afresh through this storm, this season, however long it continues. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your body broken for us. We honor you. So go ahead where you are. Go ahead and eat. And Lord, we thank you for this cup representing your bloodshed to purchase our freedom, to purchase new life. We thank you, you made a way, and so we choose to step into that way. So go ahead, good people, let's drink together. We thank you, Jesus. And so we choose to let you flood our minds. God, we lower our defenses. We let you in. We want to see you. See you moving in our hearts, our minds, our lives, our families, our suburbs, our communities, God, our city, state, across our nation and the nations of the world. Jesus, we honor you today. We honor you today.
Thanks so much for joining us here on our podcast. We encourage you to let this word further help you live and share the life to the full that Jesus gives. If you want to check out more about our upcoming events, service times, locations, or to give online, go to c3hh.com.au.